皆さん、こんにちは。自分自身の生き方や美しさを大切にするポッドキャスト You Do You へようこそ。私、ユーナとハナが一女性として日本で暮らすにあたり感じることをガールズトークしていきます。みんな違ってみんないい、そんな楽しい社会を目指しながら、真面目なトピックからエクサイティングなものまでお送りしていきます。なかなか気づけないこと、普段から気になっていたこと、一瞬立ち止まって一緒に考えてみませんか？
Hi, welcome to You Do You, a podcast about honoring your most beautiful, authentic self. We don't live in a one-size-fits-all world, we all dance to the beat of our own drum. There'll be things that we have in common, things that I like which you don't and vice versa, which is absolutely okay because we're human and it's what makes life interesting. Yuna and I are here to discuss what this means when it comes to living in Japan.
皆さん、こんにちは。Welcome back to You Do You. 今日は栄養について。Hi everyone, welcome back to You Do You. Today we'll be talking about nutrition. We've talked about our relationship with food in episode 12, so we're going to go a bit deeper today and talk about whether we use supplements or not and other details, things about nutrition.
食事との付き合い方は以前お話ししましたが、具体的にどういった栄養素にこだわっているか、サプリを使うか使わないかなどガールズトークしていきます。
So, Yuna, do you use supplements? I imagine you might do with all the sports and things that you get up to.
Yeah, I do. But I don't overuse them. I try to intake everything with normal food as much as possible, butWhen it's not enough or when I really have to kind of get my energy out, then I do use BCAA acid stuff.
BCAA
って何? So basically, it's like an amino acid.
Okay.
Like it's like to kind of boost your energy before the workout, you know, to feel more powerful and such. So I do use that. And for protein, I try to do it with food because I eat a lot of protein with food anyways, because I eat a lot of meat and I eat a lot of broccoli and stuff. So it is possible, but also when I do like a long distance running or if I go to the gym for longer than usual, then I would take protein shakes, but I try to use things that don't have much...You know, the extra shitty stuff inside to kind of flavor it and stuff. Yeah.
Like, there's so many types, right? Pea.
Yeah.
I forget
what you mean, like the flavor?
No, not flavor. Like the source of the protein. There's lots of different protein powder types and things like that.
So it depends on like the...timing than what I have in my kitchen, but I actually use these days I'm actually using soy protein made of macrobi.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you know, a lot of the proteins, even the whey proteins and soy proteins, you know, they have, it's like chocolate flavored or strawberry flavor or something.
Cool.
But the one that I use is macrobi protein, so it's not flavored at all. Mm-hmm. So it just has the flavor of the actual organic ingredients, meaning the flavor sucks. It's really disgusting. But I actually like that more than kind of drinking chocolate or strawberry stuff because I feel like that stuff has a lot of extra stuff that you don't really need.
Mm.
And in terms of whey and soy, it is said that whey is to kind of...make yourself more muscular with the outer muscles, whereas soy is more like to have flexibility and such. But I actually don't feel the difference so much. And I asked one of the protein makers, like, if there is actually a huge difference. And they said it's all about the marketing and it's not much of a really huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like...Just because you drink soy protein after the gym, it's not like you won't get muscular, because if you do your workouts right, then you would get the muscles that you need even if you drink the soy protein. Whereas even if you drink the whey protein, it's not like, you know, you would become really, really muscular all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more about what suits you more. And for me, I'm not vegan, but in terms of protein, I just like the soy stuff more. It doesn't go down so heavy on my stomach. So, yeah.
A lot of protein.
Yeah. And when I take the amino acids after like a long run or a long cycling day, it kind of reduces I don't feel as much as tired the next morning. My whole body itself, it doesn't feel like in the morning I can wake up
and do it all over again.
My amino acids. Yeah. So ne, まあ、本当最低限にしてて、まあ、結構運動めちゃめちゃしてるからすごい取ってそうって言われるけど、基本的にはなるべく食事で取るようにしてて、で結構食事もたくさん食べてるから、まあ、割とそれでカバーできるし、プロテインに関してもタンパク質だから、もともとお肉とかブロッコリーとかいろいろ食べてて、タンパク源もともと食事に多いので、まあ、あんまり取らないんだけど、でもすごい長いランニングとか、まあ、筋トレいつもより長くした時は添加物が入ってないマクロビ系のプロテインは取るようにしてて、であんまりその着色料とか、まあ、香辛料とかなんかいろいろ入ってるストロベリーフレーバーとかチョコレートフレーバーはあんまり好きじゃないからそれは使わない。でホエイか、ソイかっていうところで言うと、実際そんなに大差はないし、結構プロテインメーカーの知り合いとかいろいろ喋ってても、結局はなんかマーケティングの問題とか、まあ、好みの問題だから、まあ、ホエイがガチムチ、ソイが痩せる系っていうイメージはあるけど、まあ、意外とそうでもない。で私はどっちかっていうとこう筋肉つけたいからホエイを使ってそうなんだけど、自分に合うのはやっぱソイの方だから、まあ、今ソイのマクロビを使っていて、であと BCAA とかアミノ酸とかはやっぱり長めのライドとかランをした時には使ってて、で BCAA を使うことで結構エネルギーを爆発させて、であとアミノ酸を、たくさん動いた夜とか事後に取ることで、次の日に疲れを持っていかないっていうのをすごく感じる。やっぱ朝も普通に起きれるようになるし、まあ、筋肉痛とかも軽減されるから、まあ、結構そのハードなことをやったらアミノ酸とかは取るようにしてるかな。
でもユナはいっぱい体を動かす生理ユナは体をすごい動かすタイプので、その追加のタンパク質は必要かもしれないけど、もしサラリーマンとかオフィスで働いたら、そのタンパク質がいりますか？
なんか普通にそんなに運動してる人じゃなくても、タンパク質は絶対1日の中で何グラムっていうのは必要だし、でだけど結構みんな食事にそれを含むことは簡単な量だとは思うから、別にお肉じゃなくてもこうブロッコリーだったりとか、まあ、卵だったりとか、まあ、いろいろ結構タンパク質って、まあ、お魚にもあるし、そういうのを取ることで、結局こう筋肉云々以前に、普通にこう運動してない人でもタンパク質を取ることで髪の毛とか爪とかがやっぱ綺麗になる、肌とかも。だからそれは栄養素として食事の中に組み込むけど、すっごい忙しくて、もう会社員ですっごい忙しくて、まあ、どうしても食生活が荒れちゃうよって人とかは、むしろそれこそこうサプリで、プロテインとか、
プロテインバーとかありかも。
そう。Yeah, so I mean, like, I have a lot of time to eat properly, like a balanced meal, and I work out a lot, but for those likewho are in there, who are in companies, or if they're just really, really busy with work or whatever, and they don't have much time to eat, then, I mean, it's best if you have time to eat, but if you don't, then I think it's actually those people who might be able to take the advantage of supplements and, you know, protein shakes, protein bars, and stuff like that to kind of, you know, supplement their lifestyle.
カロリーメイト何が入ってる？
カロリーメイト結構でもあれ 文字通りカロリーは結構あるよね。しかも結構糖質とかもすごい入ってると思うし。なんか I don't think that actually supplements as a meal.
I have no idea. I just found it the funniest thing when I came here. I was like calorie made and then I had some of someone's calorie made. I was like, oh, you know what? It's not so bad. But I don't understand the concept.
It's just like cookies. It's like shortbread. Yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, it's for busy people. Like if they don't have the time to eat, they can just, you know, go and get the calorie mate in a convenience store and eat it. But right now, they just have so much other range of stuff, even in convenience stores and supermarkets. So I think, you know, it doesn't have to be calorie mate. I mean, it just tastes good. It does. It's like shortbread, yummy shortbread. But I'm not sure if it actually supplements his meal.
Interesting. Now,
what about you, though? Like, do you take any supplements?
Nihon ni iru toki, supplement o nomu ne. Demo Igirisu ni itta ra iranai.
Sore wa Igirisu ni iru toki no ga shokuji de yousu wa toreteru tte koto?
そうですね。あと、もしイギリスで時間過ごしたら、ママと一緒に時間過ごす。ママはすごくヘルティーで。
料理がそうだよね、言ってたね。
So, and like, it's balanced in a way that's really balanced. So, it's not like just healthy, healthy. No, we eat cake. We eat gelato. We do all of it. And like, because the meat, I don't feel as bad eating meat when I'm in the UK because...it's usually organic or what's the other word? I was going to say fair trade, but that's not the right word for Sadie. free range. Yes, free range. So I know that the animals had like a good life. It's been able to run around. It's lived a longer life. But the meat in Japan, if I go to the supermarket, it tends to come from Australia.Or from America, and I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know what kind of life the animals lived. I don't know how fresh it is.
Not much transparency with the ingredients right here.
So if when I'm in Japan, I eat loads of vegetables, and I end up having lots of tofu. But I probably don't get enough tetsubo. I don't get enough iron and other things like that.And I know that I get sleepy here if I don't take supplements. Whereas in the UK, I can live quite well without taking supplements. I stopped taking them when I was there. So I guess the supplements that I take are like vitamin B, because that's what I'm missing from the meat. Well, the Bs, there's quite a few of them. I take vitamin C because corona. Let's help our immune system if we can. I take vitamin D, but I don't need it. In UK, you need it in winter because it's quite cloudy and we don't get much sun. But here we get good winter sun. But I do try and go outside to get real vitamin D in my body. And E. And then I tried to take cod liver oil. You know, the fish oils of omega 3 and 6. But I don't know whether the one that I took was bad. Whether the oil inside the tablet had gone rancid because it made me feel really nauseous. I've heard that sometimes happens. Oh, no. So if anyone who had that experience, I think your batch was off. You can try it again and hopefully it won't happen to you again. And then what else do I take? I take... curcumin, which is the active ingredient in cumin, the spice. And what curcumin does is it helps with inflammation. So for example, in the lab, quite often when people want to test antidepressants, for example, on mice and things, they will inject... the mice with some sort of inflammatory, something to make them inflame in their bodies, their brains, their organs. So in general, goes to show that being inflamed, having an inflamed body, your organs, brain, that sort of stuff equals depression or kind of not good state, sad state. It's not good for you. So curcumin in general reduces inflammation in the body. And in your brain. So that helps with mood and things like that. What else? This has become quite a long list. I don't take everything every day. I sometimes take NAC every other day. That's really good. You notice a big difference with your breathing. So I noticed the difference when I was running more for that. And the last one is lion's mane mushroom, which you can't get in England. It's a bit like the new kind of CBD kind of thing. So it's not like magic mushrooms that makes you really happy. It's actually I forget the name in Japanese. I'm gonna look it up. They use it in Japan for old people. They say it's good for your memory, but it actually is good for memory for everyone. It supports your nervous system and your brain. What did I call it? It's lion's mane mushroom. You can buy it normally here, but you can't buy it in the UK because it's not approved. But let me just, I'm just looking on my phone. Lion's mane mushroom, Nihongo. So yeah, that's enough to keep me busy. It looks like I'm a pill popping maniac. If someone ever sees
that was a lot more than I thought. But yeah. Where do you get your supplements?
I get them online. I get them from iHerb.
Oh yeah, iHerb.
Oh my gosh, love iHerb.
I love iHerb.
Free delivery and then like, yeah. Oh, I can talk about iHerb all day. What do you get from iHerb?
I know. Oh, the BCAA amino acid and the protein that I talked about is all from iHerb. But I also get regular stuff, like not protein stuff as well. Like,
I found jam. It. It's like, Yamabushitake. Do you know? Lion's mane.
I don't know.
Okay, sorry. Please ignore me. Continue.
I mean, on iHerb, I also get stuff like sugar-reduced jam or like, you know, protein pancakes and muffins, you know, that kind of stuff. It's a bit hard to get in Japanese supermarkets, so, you know.
Ah, it's not pancake, you're almond stuff. Pancake, you?
Plain.
Oh, they almond have almond pancake, you see?
So iHerb has a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I forgot that Simple Meals という会社が、アーモンドフラワーを使ってなんかマフィンとか、パンケーキとかクラッカーも、
ああでも結構あるよね、今
めっちゃ美味しい、おすすめ。
私ね、iHerb でおすすめなのね、あれ、Flapjacked?
Oh, I've not used that.
知ってる?
No.
Yeah, so Flapjacked っていうブランド名が出してるグルテンフリーのパンケーキのミックスとかも売ってて、あ、なんか今そう花と私が両方とも使ってるって言ったこの iHerb っていうのは、まあ、オンラインのショッピングサイトで、で結構こう化粧品とかもあるんだけど、食材がすごい優秀で、で私もさっき言った BCAA とかアミノ酸とかプロテインは結構 iHerb で買ってて、で花も今言った長い長いサプリの量のリストも iHerb で買う、で私もそのサプリ以外でこうしたグルテンフリーのパンケーキのミックスとか、まあ、結構マフィンのミックスとかそういったもの結構 iHerb で何でも買えるから、やっぱ iHerb はすごいおすすめだよね。
大好き大好き、でも実はね、もしフーツの食事から栄養全部取れたら嬉しいけど、
それがベスト、
それがベスト、
それがベストだけど、やっぱり難しい日もあるしね、
難しい。 And I think it's also because of my stupid life choices. If I didn't care, if I was like yeah, whatever, eat meat, because meat can be nice, but I think I just can't, I don't always like the taste of it. So if I was more meat loving, then I wouldn't have to take so many bloody pills.
That's definitely sure. Like, I love meat, so that's where all my proteins come from, I think, like naturally. But for iHerb, like instead of binge eating regular chocolate, like I try to get these chocolates from Atkins. It's also on iHerb. This is really good. Like, it's organic peanut buttercup chocolate by Atkins, and it's exactly the same flavor as Reese's. I personally love Reese's, but the ingredients are much healthier. So I get these kind of stuff on iHerb as well.
Atkins
diet.
Atkins. Mr. Atkins. Atkins-san. プロテインダイエットを勧めた人、プロテインだけ炭水化物はダメというダイエットですね。あと、
それダメだね。
ファリフーズもいい。ファッツプラス、そのプロテインダイエット。でも結局ハートアタック、心臓アタックで死んでしまいました。そのダイエットで。
それと同じアトキンかな？違うアトキン
ですよね。同じ。He's got like a whole Atkins company, Atkins food books, Atkins diet program. Yeah.
I mean, that diet program sounds shitty, but the chocolates are definitely good. And I also like to get
That diet sounds shitty.
Yeah. I also get the Lenny and Larry's cookies. Do you know? No. I think you've seen it.
Have I?
No, it's really, really good. I mean, it's on Instagram everywhere. I think you've seen it at least once, but it's really good. And it's big.
And that's from iHerb.
Yeah, iHerb.
So if iHerb wants to sponsor us, we are definitely open to sponsorship from iHerb.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So iHerb で他におすすめのはそのレニー&ラリーズっていうクッキーがあるんだけど、これもすっごい美味しくて大きくて満腹感あるんだけど、全然糖質とか普通のクッキーに比べてめちゃめちゃ少なかったりして、でそのプロテインでそもそもできているクッキーだから、まあタンパク源も取れるしっていうので、結構そのクッキーも私アイハーブで箱買いしたりとかしてるから、結構そうね、なんかあんまりそのなんて言うんだろう、こう薬みたいなサプリっていう錠剤とか私あんまり取らないんだけど、でもその結構サプリっていうより、まあ、このお菓子とかこうパンケーキとかそういうのをちょっと置き換えることで栄養素のバランスをちょっと保ってたりとか、まあ、そういうのを工夫を結構してるかもしれない。
Everything's protein, but I've got to say, like, I love bread.I love pasta.
I do too, yeah. I do too.
I think, you know, people who are dieting or this low carb, whatever, like, okay, in the evenings, I won't eat as many carbs because I'm going to sleep. But, you know, for breakfast and lunch, you know, I think they're really important grains. And I think about
my
microbiome, all my little bugs in my belly, because they like lots of different types of foods and I have to feed them so they're diverse and happy.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it before, but like it's all about the balance. And yeah. Because I used to not eat carbs and weighed a lot of emphasis on protein. But I think, you know, it just doesn't do any good. So definitely, I mean, protein is just really hard to kind of intake with your regular food, because carbs is much more easier because you have the rice, you have bread, you have pasta, but protein is just more limited, so it's a bit harder. But I think, overall, with your meals, supplements, nutritions, everything, I think it's just important to take everything as a balance, which is hard, but yeah. And when it's not, you know, if you can't do it with your meals all the time, then I think it's okay to kind of use these supplements and stuff, because it is hard to kind of intake everything with your meals, especially if you're busy.
Yeah, I think so too. Oh, sorry, I'm gonna add to the thing from before. Don't demonize bread and 炭水化物, but also don't demonize fat, because fat is brain food.
Yeah.
Like, not to be too gross, but, like, if you don't eat fat, also, like, your poo's not going to come out very smoothly either.
そうだと思う。そう、結局栄養って、なんか本当に、なんだろう、プロテインとかだけが栄養があって、炭水化物と脂質は栄養がないっていうわけでは全くなくて、やっぱり全部バランスよく食べることで、栄養が成り立っている。から炭水化物ももちろん取った方がいいし、タンパク質も取った方がいいし、まあ、ただ普段のこう食事とかで全部取れたらもちろんベストだけど、やっぱり炭水化物とかってこうお米とか麺類とかパン類とかやっぱ 取りやすいけど、うん、こうタンパク質とかってお肉だったりとかでこう魚とかだったりでやっぱりすぐ手軽に取れないっていうあの難しさはあると思うので、まあ、そういうところでどうしてもこうインテークが難しい栄養素とか、まあ、あの特定のものがあればそういうのをサプリで補うっていうのはもちろんありだと思うし、で、まあ、花が言ったようにその脂質ファットとかもあの結局太るからっていうのであの栄養じゃない全然ヘルシーじゃないって思われがちだけど結局それが脳に行き渡って、まあ、脳が活性化されたりその代謝が良くなったりとかあの便通が良くなったりとかそういうのもあるから結局脂質だって必要だしもちろん糖質、まあ、糖質の中でもねそのフルートコースでフルーツから取れる糖質なのか、うんまあ、こういうケーキから取れる白砂糖なのかとか、まあ、いろんな種類はもちろんあるけれども、まあ、やっぱり結局トータルで見て栄養のある生活っていうのは、まあ、バランスよく全てのこう要素を取り入れることかなって思う、
うん、
でそれが足りないのをアイハーブで補う
そうですね、まあ、そのなんか食事の楽しみも大切ですよね。
うん、本当食事の楽しみも大切だよね。それが結局心の栄養になったりしない？
そう、like、うん、I, as people who are on really strict diets, like food is such a big part of life. I'm just like、
うん、
if having a slice of cake is gonna make me feel so much better and improve my、yeah. day.Give me the cake.
Then just, yeah, just then eat it, yeah. I mean, nutrition is not just about, like, your body, but it's also about your mental. So, you know, if you want a piece of cake, piece of chocolate, and if that's just going to make you feel better, then that's also part of the nutrition. Like, it's, you know, neutralizing your mind and, like, you know, your mental.
Mm, that's so true. I'm going to ask you a question, which I haven't asked you, because I know you've mentioned before that,cooking wasn't really your thing and then you did some wonderful cooking when you were in Sri Lanka. But、yeah. if I was going to come to your house for dinner, what would you make me?
I would definitely make you spice curry like Sri Lankan style、Ooh. Because I don't think you can actually get it in Japan so much. I mean, there are a lot of Sri Lankan restaurants, but I don't think people would go unless they have, you know, some kind of memory in Sri Lanka or something.、Mm-hmm. But so, yeah, like after doing cooking in Sri Lanka, like I've、gotten a lot of spice in local places and I've been doing a lot of cooking and researching based on spices. And I think that's also like talking about nutrition, like I don't take so much supplements because I probably like even you mentioned the cumin stuff, but Sri Lankan spice curries used a lot of cumin.
Oh, but the curcumin is the active part in cumin, so you'd have to eat like maybe like、oh, a right, kilo、yeah. ofcumin to get the curcumin that I have in one pill.
Yeah, but I mean still we use a lot of spice, so and we don't use like artificial stuff for the Sri Lankan curry, like it's all you know, it's from the Ayurveda styles, so I think it's much healthier than I mean I don't know what regular food is, but like spice stuff is it's really really hard to make and it takes such a long time but I think it's worth it because it has like I put in about 12 types of spices just to make one curry so yeah I think it's just definitely a lot of healthy soul food so I do want to promote it to a lot of people around me.
Ooh, well I cannot wait I'm waiting for the invitation.
So なんか栄養のことをね話しがてら思い出したのがなんかそのスリランカに行ってからスパイスカレーにハマってて結構スパイスを現地調達してですごい日本で調合したりしてるんだけどあのやっぱりこうなんていうの添加物とか加工品とかはあっちは使わないからそのスパイス1個のスパイスカレー作るのに12種類くらいスパイス入れたりまあ本当にそのハーブ系をそのまま入れたりとかするからすごいやっぱそれって体によくってあの日本だとなかなか手に入らないようなスパイスとかもすごい入れてるからなんかその東洋医学的な教えでアーユルヴェーダスタイルだったりもするからなんか結構そういうのもあの作るのすごい手間かかるし時間もかかるんだけど、まあ、結構栄養のこと考えた時にやっぱなんかスタミナもつくしなんかやっぱそれは自分の中でできるようになってよかったかなって思った。
その料理しながらのんびりする、うん、ストレスになっちゃう
料理しながら
You mean, Yeah, like while you're cooking, do you are you is it like a chill thing? Are you like, oh, while I'm cooking, I'm gonna relax and think about nice things, or does it make you
Watch
stressed?
Netflix and cook.
Oh, not Netflix and chill, it's
Yeah,
Netflix
yeah, yeah,
and cook.
yeah.
So yeah, I guess you relax then.
Yeah.
That's nice. I do like, I think what's really good about Japanese cooking is, you know, there's something, there's so much respect, particularly for like vegetables. If you go to countryside places, you know, they have their special vegetables that they grow. And like when you eat something, you're like, you know, you taste that one ingredient, or you're like, oh yeah, ninji no haji. Oh yeah.
Mindful eating.
Kabocha no haji.
Yeah. You actually want to taste, you really taste the ingredient,
Yeah.
which is hard to do because, you know, like usually like we're on a rush and, you know, we're drink I mean we're eating like between meetings and such, and it's really hard to concentrate on the actual flavor of the ingredients. So I try to do that intentionally. Like mindful eating, trying to actually see what the ingredient tastes like instead of rushing through your meal.
I think that's a better way to eat, but I just think it's so nice, but it's so different. Like, of course, like I'm sure, depending on what country you come from, sometimes, like, you know, some people love Japanese food, but I imagine also some people find it underwhelming if they're so used to so many spices.
そうね。なんかこの話をしてたら栄養の話してたけどすごいお腹が空いてきた。
私も I'm hungry, feed
ね
me.
え。ねえ。Yeah, so yeah, we've talked a lot about nutrition and food stuff in this podcast, but I think all the time the result is that the balance is the key, mentally and physically.
And to enjoy it.
で、and the iHerb rocks. 30分間ありがとうございます。結構その食事についたりとか栄養とか、まあそういったことをこのポッドキャストで何回か触れてきてるんですけど、結局結論は、まあいつも同じで、やっぱバランスがすごい大事。何か一つのものにこう集中するっていうより、まあ心のためにも体のためにも、まあ、健康のためにも、すごいバランスよくいろいろな栄養素を取り入れる。で、それができないんだったらサプリに頼る。で、サプリを買うのはアイハーブで買おうということで、今日も、ありがとうございました。また何か話してほしいトピックとか、まあ、リクエストとか、感想とかあったら、ぜひ DM とかコメントとか、してください。それでは、また次回。See you!
See you, bye!
Bye!